Then suddenly, out of nowhere, I was introduced to King Herod. Yeah. I saw all my boys begin using it. They look split. They look cool, you know? Started shooting up drugs, the hard stuff now. Yeah. I stuck to my Bacardi for a while. I tried to with my weed, but my boys seem to be having so much fun. They seem to be worry-free every time they use a heroin. You know, one of my boys came up to me one day and said, come on, you can do it, you know, you can snort it or you can skin pop it. You know, skin pop is where you take the needle and just hit it right on your arm, like they do in the hospital. And you can snort it, you can actually snort the drug, but it's horrible because snorting heroin, you know, just leaks that brown stuff out of your nose. You know, you look like a... She don't look right. So I started mainlining. I started right of my vein the first time. No skin pop, no snorting. I went right to the prize. Mainline, they call it. You know, most guys would try skin pop first and snort it, and then work themselves up. Some guys never even mainline. I guess I was desperate. I was desperate for some kind of escape. So unlike others, when they first began, you know, and the skin popping, I went straight to the jugular, man. I shot it right up my vein. You know, the big boys, the veterans did it. Shooting up at the age of 13. Skag, a smack, a brown, white lady. I don't know what they call it, white lady. I guess it was that temptation. I don't know. But it was, whatever it was good. Let me feel good. You know? Turned out to be my best friend. Heroin was my best friend. I didn't have to worry about cold weather. I didn't have to worry about nobody. Just shoot up and think you're looking cool, but you actually looking stupid, but you know, I didn't need a freaking swimming pool or to take long hikes anymore, you know. I didn't even need a girlfriend, as long as I had keen hair on. My best friend. Damn bag of skag. No girl, no friend, nothing ever made me feel so good, so important, so worry-free. You relieved me of every pain I ever had. I had no worries. No world. King Heron became my best friend. I started with deuce bag, $2 bag. Then it was a pound bag, a $5 bag. Then 2 pound bags. Went on and went on. Just loved it. For a while it seemed to want to control me though. I even had a tattoo of King Heron on my arm that I later removed. Things went from bad to worse to hopeless. The more I shot, the worse it got, and the hopeless it got. Damn, I would never be a cop now. All that dream of becoming a police officer, I was just shooting it out of my veins. I was losing respect. And that's one thing you hold on to tighter than anything else in the ghetto. Because if you get no respect, you get the opposite. And there's no in-between. A couple of times, because you know you never knew how strong the new bag was. Or, you know, you got too greedy and shot up too quickly. I overdosed. You know, all my friends had overdosed. You know, some of them more than often. Some of them got too greedy. Some of them overdosed one day and twice a day. Yeah, you never know how strong, how potent that thing is, or how desperate you are. You just want to shoot it up, especially when you don't have it all day. Everyone OD'd, all my boys, one time or the other. Yeah. When that happens, you got to get the victim up, though, you know? You can't let them just lay there. You got to get them moving around, have that heart.